I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 4 through 16, and the Reverend Jim Bannock is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading for the Festival of St. Joseph is from 2 Samuel chapter 7. That same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day. But now I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture and following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went and have cut off all your enemies before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, and you shall come, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. And your kingdom and your house shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, the 12 tribes of Israel come to David with the Lord's words to him to remind him, you shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over Israel. And then they anointed David as their king. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, King David had the Ark of the Covenant moved to the capital city of Jerusalem. The Ark of the Covenant was where God dwelt among them. This was the ark of God overlaid with gold and cherubim on either side and the gold mercy seat of God. This was the very presence of the Lord of Sabaoth, the presence of the Lord of hosts. So holy, you might remember, that when Uzzah touched it, he died. And this ark, the very presence of God, was taken to Jerusalem to dwell in the tabernacle, the traveling portable tent where God moved and lived among Israel. And then 2 Samuel chapter 7, a significant portion of Scripture, our text today. King David went to his pastor, the prophet Nathan, and said, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar," and it was a pretty grand house at that, "but the ark of God dwells in a tent." God spoke to Nathan in a dream that night with a message back to King David. "Would you build me a house to dwell in? As I moved about in the tabernacle, have I ever said to the shepherds, to the pastors over my people, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' I have called you from the pasture to be prince over my people. I have been with Israel wherever they went. No, I will appoint a house for you. This will be a house for my people where their enemies will disturb them no more. I will give you rest from all your enemies, and I will raise up your offspring, and he will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, but I will establish the house of his kingdom forever." The prophet spoke of this one as king who would build a house in his father's name, who would establish God's kingdom forever. You know them very well. Isaiah the prophet said, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us," God tabernacling, housing himself among us wherever you go. Or you know this one, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, and on the throne of David, and over his kingdom to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore." Or Micah. Micah spoke of this as well. "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, for you shall come forth from me one who will be ruler over Israel, and he will stand and shepherd his flock to the ends of the earth without end." Then go to 1,000 years later. 2 Samuel 7 is finally fulfilled. "Then all prophecies of the Messianic king and his temple come true. Mary, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary is now the temple of the Lord for a short time. The new Ark of the Covenant for 9 months. The Lord will tabernacle in her womb, where God becomes flesh to establish his house forever. And then that beautiful genealogy in St. Matthew's Gospel, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And as Matthew moves from Abraham to David to Joseph, we hear these words, "And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ." St. John then astounds us with these mind-blowing words, "And the incarnate Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, to dwell among us, Emmanuel, God with us. Today is the festival of Saint Joseph, the guardian and stepfather of Jesus. Right after the genealogy, Saint Matthew writes, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Joseph was considered a just and merciful man." And you know the story. When he learned of Mary's pregnancy, rather than have her stoned, as was the law, he divorced Mary quietly. But an angel came to Joseph in a dream. "Joseph, son of David, this child was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall name his name Yeshua, Jesus, who will save his people from their sins." And then the angel said, "He is Emmanuel. He is the very presence of God tabernacling among us, God establishing his house to be with us forever." And when it came time for Jesus to be born, Joseph, God's appointed guardian over this infant Christ, established a house for this infant king, a lowly manger. And when Herod heard of a new king, God told Joseph to guard this divine child and house him in Egypt. And when all was safe, Joseph took the boy and Mary's son to house him in Nazareth. But when the world learned of this Jesus, they began to design his death. They seethed. "Is this not Joseph's son, the carpenter, the son of Mary?" And by this time, it would seem that Joseph, the guardian, has died. But the hate and anger against David's greater son had not died. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it again." And they laughed at him. Here is the fulfillment of 2 Samuel 7. Jesus is the temple of God who dwells among his people, who is king over the new Israel, his church, and over all the world. However, this temple will be attacked, and it will be battered and crucified and killed and buried. It will be destroyed. And in 3 days, this temple, this house of God, will rise from the dead. This shepherd laid down his life for his sheep, and he raised it up again for you and for me. Now, this shepherd who laid down his life calls his pastors, his shepherds, to preach this word of God. This word of life and salvation to all the world. And now we have rest from our enemies, just as was said in 2 Samuel 7. Rest from our sins. They're forgiven. Rest from Satan's accusations against us. He has been crushed. And rest from our eternal death, for ours is eternal life in Christ Jesus. 2 Samuel 7 is so wonderful because it is God's plan for his people, his fallen people, to redeem them. St. John tells us of his vision of heaven and says, "And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb." The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Let's go back to King David and his 23rd Psalm. Words that we treasure in our hearts and faith that I would ask you now to take back to work with you. "And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.